You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
This social soundbite is brought to you by 2020. You know that stock photography look you hate? Like how all the models have those creepy, dead-behind-the-eyes smiles? 2020 lets you buy millions of intimate, authentic, real-world photos. They look like they came from someone's social media account you're jealous of, and they're proven to increase your brand's image. You get 5 photos with 2020's 1-week free trial at 2020.com/onbrand. That's the word 20, then the number 2 and the number 0.com/onbrand to get your first 5 photos free.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard.
Jerry, I'm all kinds of discombobulated this morning.
I'm watching you.
It's a hot mess over here.
I'm watching you almost in full panic mode because you look like you don't. Oh, the headphones are over here. Hold on. This station
didn't come with headphones.
They did. Here. Josh Amberger from the Iowa City, I think iowacityevents.com yesterday had them, and we had a caller on the air. Congratulations, Eric. From Muscatine for winning the Wrestling World Cup. So anyway.
I don't know what just happened. Josh might be involved in. We have a winner of wrestling trial tickets.
What did I just say?
This week on the Social Soundbite.
What did I just say 10 seconds before we went on the air? I need to defragment my brain. I need to do a serious cash purge because I am running on fumes. What is going on with you, sir?
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria!
That's certainly the top of the list. The really funny part is before you said all that, I swear you said, it's all good. We got plenty of time. Cruising along.
You don't understand. 20 seconds in my world is like a day to somebody else. I'm like, hey, Holy cow, we're all good. You're fumbling with your phone.
Speaking of days. And how we spend those days. I just got back from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and boy, are my arms tired. But I know, that is the joke that keeps on giving.
I'm not even going to laugh.
I know, good, you shouldn't, because then we can help put that one down. But I got to go there to do a special live episode of my podcast On Brand on the stage that we've then released this week as a podcast. But I also heard some other great folks and many podcasters as well speak, including Ira Glass, the host and producer of several great podcasts. And he cited some new data that just came out last week from Edison Research about podcasting.
And podcasting basically is a recorded format where you can download it and then listen to it later on your iPad.
Exactly. Exactly. Basically works
mobile.
Like a
mobile phone.
Yeah, it works like a blog feed, but it is with an audio file that then you can use various services like iTunes, Stitcher.
It takes a lot to be able to put it in, and we had a great format for a long time here on KXIC where we were just able to upload things. Then that format changed, and we lost our service, and then, you know, things kind of dissipate after that. And I would love to have more podcasts up like we did during Jay's time here, during Roy, when I was the webmaster. But it takes a lot of work to be able to do, and it's not as simple as you think.
Well, and maybe, though, with some new podcasting data, many more might go down that road. The data from Edison shows that 26%, over a quarter of Americans age 12 and up, report listening to a podcast within the last month. The average podcast listener, on average, listens to 7 podcasts per week. That's up from 5 podcasts per week last year. Another couple of fun stats is that 19% report increasing the speed. So on your podcast player, on your iPhone, you can hit that little button and listen to everybody talk like this. So maybe that is saying that all of us podcast hosts should talk a little bit faster.
What would a Martian sound like?
I think like that, like a podcast on advanced speed.
800 kicks, I see. This is...
Sorry.
Exactly.
Carrying on.
And then what I think is also interesting is that 80% report listening to all or most of a podcast. And you consider that on average, your podcasts are about a half hour in length. That's a commitment not unlike many have with their favorite show on television.
And when you think, staggering. So they listen to 80% of the content, but they don't finish the last 20%?
No. Well, 80% are listening to most or all.
Oh, okay.
So
I gotcha,
majority are getting a majority of the episode.
I gotcha. And you have something exciting coming up later on today. Drum roll.
I don't know that anything is happening later today. Next week, I will be gone because I...
Sorry, you posted that yesterday.
Jeez. It's that Facebook algorithm tripping you up again.
Yesterday you posted at 12. How did the live video announcement go?
It went great. I announced, for those of you that weren't there, my new book, Brand Now, How to Stand Out in a Crowded, Distracted World. And I'm doing a lot of work to get the word out about that. It comes out in early May. And next week, I'm heading to New York to record the audiobook. So, speaking of audio formats, podcasting, radio, audiobooks, boy, you can just listen to me everywhere. There's a way that you could program this to really just have a lot of me talking to you.
How would we go about doing that?
Well, I mean, you could subscribe to my podcast. You could listen to the social soundbite here on KXIC. And you could listen to, you know, the 8 hours each of both of my audiobooks, Brand Now and Get Scrappy.
Are you on Twitter?
Yes. Why, as a matter of fact,
what's that handle?
That is at Nick Westergaard. That's Westergaard with two A's.
Get Scrappy is not fiction. True or false?
Mostly true.
Have you read it?
It's been a while.
You know, I have a copy in studio right now. Smarter Digital Marketing for Businesses Big and Small. Nick Westergaard. Brand Now. When is it coming out?
May 3rd, 2018.
Do you think it's possible for me to get an advanced copy and maybe rummage through it and see if there's anything really valuable about it and then have you back in studio?
I was going to say maybe until you said the word rummaging, but that's just, it sounds too interesting. I have to see what that looks like.
Nick Westergaard, it's the Social Soundbite every Wednesday, except for next week. Where are you going to be?
New York.
Doing what?
Recording an audiobook.
An audiobook of what?
My new book, Brand Now. This is I'm going to sound like QVC. Get on down there and buy it.
We endorse you 100%. Not for pay, just because you are a fun person to have in studio. And you're on spring break.
Woohoo!
It is the Social Soundbite on 800 KXIC.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.